Hello there, everybody. It's Uber Goddamn Lido, number 12. I'd like to dedicate this episode to my computer. I know we had some harsh words exchanged. I didn't realize I had my headphones plugged in inside of my microphone. I got mad. I shouldn't. You know, I still love you, baby. Got a bit of an announcement that I made on the BinRev forums, but hey, you may not read the BinRev forums, you lame ass. Since this is episode 12, not episode 12 is kind of an arbitrary number, but you may notice that I play really good music on my shows. I do that because I'm awesome. And since I'm awesome, you may want to listen to the songs more than just the first minute and the last minute of the song, and at a higher bitrate. Well, what I'm doing is I'm releasing an archive called the Uber Lido Soundtrack. It'll be about 70 megs. You can download it from the site. And when this episode goes up, that archive will be up too. Simple as that. Just should be right above the episode listings. So you'll be able to listen to all the songs I've played in their full MP3 glory. There's a readme with it. Type a little bit about each band. Put some links to the band's website. The thing is purely in the spirit of promotion. What I want you guys to do is just burn it to a CD. There's a good 4 to 5 minutes worth of music on there. And just listen to it. Give it to friends and stuff. And you'll be spreading all these independent artists that no people usually wouldn't hear. Hopefully, you know, you'll get a few people to buy some CDs. So, I'm not trying to be a wares trader or nothing, just trying to get this music out there, because it's good stuff. As you may have heard me say before, I like the game Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher's Bay, for Xbox. I think this game's awesome. For some reason, I have to confirm my beliefs by reading reviews and user reviews for things like that. I don't know why I do it. It's kind of a waste of time. On GameStop, on their website, or GameSpot, reading their user reviews, and actually pretty much all the reviews were positive except a couple. And the reasoning for their kind of mediocre reviews, 7.5 out of 10s, really humors me. Let me read a little snippet from their review. Despite the great graphics, there are a couple of problems with this game. One problem to me is a major one. It's the number of F-bombs this game has. I've never heard a game cuss so much. I couldn't play this game in front of my wife or my son because of how bad it was. I usually don't have a problem with GameSpot's reviews, but I believe they should have mentioned this. I honestly don't care if a game's rating is mature. That doesn't really tell you anything about how the language will be. There are a ton of mature games out there that don't cuss at all. I wish that this game would at least include some option to turn it off. You can turn off the gore in some random game he's abbreviating, I don't know. Why not the language? How bad is it, you wonder? It's probably twice as bad as your worst R-rated movie, just so you know. My response is, okay, sorry, you can't respond to their comments, but my verbal response on this awesome show of mine is, okay, let's put this into context. What are you doing in the game? If you don't know who Riddick is a fucking murderer! A murderer! You're playing a murderer that goes to prison, and you have to break out! And you're worried about these people, these prisoners, that have probably killed people themselves and done all manners of nastiness, that they're swearing? Oh my god! I can go around this game and slit people's throats, I can snap their necks, I can shoot people in the head, I can shoot security guard after security guard that I guess you could kind of associate with police officers. I can shoot these all day. You get to shoot hundreds of these things throughout the game. You're worried about language? About saying fucking shit? How? You gotta get priorities in order here. You think it's bad to sit in front of your family and play a game that says fuck? How about all this gruesome violence you're just overlooking. Slitting throats, snapping necks, shooting people in the head. How is that okay? It's a million times worse. And God forbid there'd be a tit in the game. Then it'd be really bad. What the fuck? And it's not this guy. Play an Unreal Tournament, which is essentially the same type of thing. Killing people, each other for sport. I'll be on the voice chat and I might say fuck here and there, you know, tastefully. Just in the spirit of competition. But there's no swearing in this game. Dude! What kind of game you're playing? You're killing each other for fun! Wow! And yet another comment like his. But my biggest gripe, like, about this game is the language. I mean, come on! Can you shut these fools up? Every time you come up to somebody, be it a guard or a fellow prisoner, you have to hear them utter countless profanities at you. I guess the language would fit just fine if you were in, let's say, hell. No. Let's say if you're, let's say, a fucking prison! The language is pretty conservative for it being a prison. They say, you know, fucking shit a little bit. There's none of the, you know, I'm gonna rape you in the ass type prison comments. No, so I think this is not all that bad. Okay, now eBay wants to plug in to the digital music market. Oh, God. You know, it pains me to keep talking about MP3s when it's associated with piracy, but when you have the RAAA trying to rape us as it is, it's kind of hard to stop talking about it. Okay, eBay wants to get into this music downloading thing. I cannot see how the hell this is taking off. 99 cents for a song on iTunes? They just served up their millionth song, I believe. Or no, 100th millionth song. That's $99 million they've made on this. Who pays a dollar for a DRM'd, as you know, i.e. crippled, music file you can play on one computer, can only burn maybe, what, once or twice? And you're locked in to whatever they say you can do. And 20 years down the road, who knows if you can even still play this thing, because it's locked up in their format. If I'm going to pay a dollar for a song, no, I'm never going to pay a dollar for a download song. I don't care how good it is. It can be a million KBS, straight MP3, served me on with hookers. Hookers deliver this thing to my door. I'm still not paying. Okay, yeah, I guess I would, but theoretically, I would not pay 99 cents for a downloadable song. That's insane. Microsoft reestablishes commitment to improve security. Reestablishes. That wraps up the episode. Kind of a short episode. Oh well. Guess I'll do some housekeeping here. I got one email here. This is from, let's see, I'm going to butcher another name. Mausa, spelled M-A-U-S-A. Mausa. His message is, first of all, I would like to thank you for an awesome show. I want to thank you for playing this song from episode 10, /, You and Your Commie Friends. That song is awesome. I listened to it about 10 times already. Also, you mentioned that you like movies /series where there's a tough guy who does shit and gets away with it. So I want to tell you that Sledgehammer is the best one there is. I think they just released a DVD of the first season. Keep up the good work. Musa. Well, I went ahead and acquired the first couple episodes of Sledgehammer. I watched the first one. I think it's a pretty decent show. It's nothing. I was expecting a serious type show. I didn't know anything about Sledgehammer. But it's this oddball type comedy. It's pretty funny. There's a, for every hilarious scene, there's an equally lame scene. But it's worth a watch. It's a pretty fun little comedy. Oh, and as for the song, that makes me feel really good when somebody emails me or just mentions to me that they really enjoyed a song in the show. Because I take a lot of time and try to find really good songs to play. And I really enjoy promoting independent people, so if somebody tells me that they found a new favorite artist or one they just enjoy, hey, it makes me feel really neato. And that's what the show is all about, is being neato and uber. The music for this episode, being the intro and outro music, is by a guy or a group. It's techno, so who knows. The Alpha Conspiracy. The song's called Wishing Never. And this will be the final song on the Uber Lido soundtrack that you can download on the main page shortly after I upload this episode. 70 megs of music, so I don't know how long that's going to take me to upload, but I'll get it. If you'd like, send me an email at kizzle@hackermedia.net. KIZZLE. And the website is now uberlito.com. None of that hackermedia.net/yada yada stuff. And goodbye.